This episode of the Airport Experience News Podcast is sponsored by Arias. With locations in some of the largest and busiest airports in North America, learn how you can bring the signature Arias experience to your airport and to your travelers. Visit ariasusa.com to find out more. Welcome to Episode 3 of the Airport Experience News Podcast. My name is Ramon Lowe, and I'm the publisher of Airport Experience News. I'm glad that you found us either on our site, airportxnews.com/podcast, or on one of our many podcast platforms such as iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher. Please make sure to subscribe and to leave a comment or review. November, if you weren't aware, is Small Business Month. So what we'll be doing all month is speaking with various small airport businesses on a variety of topics that are particular to them. With that said, in this episode, I chat with Kenneth James of Trials Management Corporation, and he and I discuss his family's creation of a generational business, going from his father's beginnings to the current day where his sons are now more actively involved. Here is my conversation with Kenneth James. So I'm here with Kenneth James, president of Houston-based Trials Management Corporation. Mr. James, thank you for sitting in with me on this podcast.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Ramon. Absolutely.
All right. So if you weren't aware, November is Small Business Month or Entrepreneurship Month. And in honor of that, we're going to be speaking with various businesses considered small in the airport environment, but not necessarily small in the SBA sense. So you obviously have some great stories to tell, even though you do share some commonalities with much larger operators. You do have some unique challenges. And with that, I wanted to sit down and talk to you about creating a small or a multi-generational business, excuse me. Your father started the business that would eventually become the version of Latrell's that it is today. It was always a family affair from what I've read. So when your father started the business, was the intention always for it to be something that would be passed on to family?
Yeah, absolutely. Dad, it was his goal from the beginning to start a business for the family and to have something to pass on to his children. He always wanted us to have careers, whatever career we chose. But if we wanted to work with him in a business, that was something that was so important to him. And he had opportunities once he began. He had opportunities to sell and retire, but he always said no to that because of his children. And it was so important for him to have something to pass on. And my mother also, because it took the two of them to get this thing started. So they worked together, and then the kids came in, and we're just kind of carrying on what he began, and the importance of it truly is to pass on to the next generation. So absolutely, that was his goal from the beginning.
So just briefly tell me, if no one else is familiar, but like tell me how Latrell's got into airports.
Well, my father was running a wholesale bakery business, and he simply responded to a request from the city for a retail bakery in the airport. And he responded to that request. He went through the process and was selected, and he opened it. And that's how it started. I mean, he simply responded to a request from the city. And, my dad was always the kind of guy that, if given the opportunity, he was going to work very hard to bring it to fruition. And he did. He had this bakery open, and it was a success. You know, dad had quality products. He always loved food, and he had this great personality. So he worked that thing every day. He was there at least 6 days a week, but sometimes 7 days a week, making sure it was a success, and it was. And here we are, over 30 years later, still doing it. That's how it started.
Yeah. So, from what I've read, you and your siblings came from you spent time in other industries, correct? So, and you've also, as a company, gone through many different industries. Prior to airports, you have street side location. This is all not in a sequential order, but you have street side locations. You've catered. You've distributed to retail. You worked with the Houston school system, etc. But how did all these things prepare you for the airport environment? Or maybe they didn't, and because this is just a different animal.
Well, I think what prepared us for the airport environment and all the difficulties involved with it is the fact that again, from my father and his focus, my dad always said, look, you find an opportunity, you work it hard, and you basically have to understand that you may go in different directions. You know, there something may come up that you hadn't planned for, but it's an opportunity and you adjust. And that's how we were able to do so many different things, because, you know, we had that basic foundation that he gave us, which was just work hard, quality product, great customer service, all those things. And if you apply that to different areas, you can still have success. And that's how we were able to get into catering and various concession operations and convention centers. We've done a lot of different things, all food-based, all customer service-based, all quality products. That association was still there. But again, he taught us that you never know what the opportunity may be, but always put your best foot forward, work hard, be confident, and successful come. And that's kind of what happened to us, because we did do a lot of different things. And for me, right out of college, I was in sales, and that background was tremendous as far as helping me in business today. You know, the customer service skills, understanding products, the products that your customer requires, servicing that product, all those things. So when I got out of school, I went into sales, and then when Dad called and said, hey, I want you to come and help us do this, it was kind of a natural thing. I mean, it really was. It was totally a natural thing. Because this is the service industry. And, I grew up in a household where, my mom was an educator. My dad had always worked and managed in the service industry. And so it was just kind of a natural, a natural thing for us. And as far as doing a lot of different things, and to this day, we do a lot of different things. Like you said, we have traditional locations on the street, and then we have our airport locations. And one thing that we always tried to do was take that level of service that is required on the street, because you're in neighborhoods and you need customers to come back. You take that same philosophy and you bring that into airports with quality service, quality product. It has worked well for us. And that was something that we always said. We always said that, hey, we're just restaurateurs in the airport. And the same way we do it on the streets. In traditional locations, we do it in the airport, and that has served us very well.
So, like I mentioned, you have traditional locations. You've done a variety of things, catering, et cetera. Was it just a matter of, was it an evolution thing, or was it just kind of like and eventually you would find your niche, basically, which is airports?
I have to go back to mom and dad and say that they taught us to be open-minded and look for opportunities. There were days that we really didn't know which way we were going to turn, but the opportunity showed itself and we just stepped into it. And that's how we ended up being kind of a hybrid type of company that has success with traditional sites and then success in the airport. And frankly, there's not a lot of people that have been able to pull that off, because it's two totally separate businesses, but foundationally, they're basically the same. Again, the quality service, quality food. But I think that it is difficult to have those two totally different focuses, where you've got the street locations and the airport locations. But again, it's about being open to opportunities as they present themselves and being prepared. You always got to be prepared, because a lot of times when opportunities present themselves, if you're not ready to go, someone else is going to get that opportunity. So we always try to be ready when these things present themselves. And I think that's how we ended up with franchises in traditional locations and neighborhoods and on freeways and in malls. We've kind of done it all and are doing it all, but we were prepared. And that was something our parents always taught us to do. You got to be prepared.
So I know even at that point, let's say prior to you jumping into airports, I mean, you guys obviously had a structure in place, you had a staff in place, but for the most part, the core group was family. I mean, did it make it easier in some ways, knowing that you can trust the person on your left and the person on your right, and you know, it's like as you're related, or was it kind of a? I'm sure there's some moments there as well.
You know, one of the wonderful things about being in a family business is that everybody is dedicated. You know, you understand that, hey, this is how we are going to provide a livelihood for all of us. So if it comes down to a 20-hour day, you just do it. You know, and I think that those difficult moments that every business has, whether it's we used to laugh and say, well, it's Friday, everybody gets paid but a James family member. You know, when we were starting out, we had those days. Absolutely. You know, this hasn't been easy. This has not been easy. So one beautiful thing about having your family working with you side by side is that the dedication, you're going to make it work. You're going to get it done because it is the family. And if it takes that 20-hour day, or if it takes 7 days a week, whatever it takes, because you're family, you're just going to get it done. And that's the thing that I feel has made us successful. And again, I know I've mentioned my mom and dad a lot, but I think a lot of family businesses don't make it because, frankly, they don't get along. You know, my mom and dad taught us, they're going to get along. I mean, you know, we had a very peaceful house, you know, we got along. And so as we, as this business has gone into the next generation, and then there's a third generation that's working in this business. That's the thing that I keep preaching. We got to get along. We have to be responsible to each other and know that, hey, this is for all of us. And we have to get along, get things done, and serve our purpose. And that's really what we do. And, I saw my mom and dad work tirelessly together in their, when they were beginning. Again, my mother was an educator. So she was teaching school all day, and then she would come to our wholesale bakery and work.
Yeah.
You know, that's how this thing started. So I saw them do it. So I was able to do it. My kids are seeing me do it, and so they're able to do it. But it's the family thing is a wonderful situation, because again, we're responsible to each other to make this successful. And I think that's why we're still here after over 30 years.
So speaking of next generation, your sons, I know them well. They've been involved for some time now. Obviously their participation has kind of evolved over the years. They've taken, it seems like, more of a frontline, front facing type of position. But, you know, they had an evolution within this, right? They began working in restaurants before taking positions within the company. That was probably just a given or a requirement, I guess.
Well, you know, I didn't require them to be here, and they all, the three of them all came in different ways, in different times. One came in right after school, right after college graduation. The other two, after they finished their educations, they did other things for a while and then said, okay, now it's time. And that has been a tremendous benefit also, because it brought in some knowledge that they gained in other areas. The beautiful thing about my son that came in right after graduation is that he was able to start, in a very basic, role. He came in and was working the line in one of the restaurants and, learning breakfast and just kind of starting at that level, whereas the other two had experience that they brought in from other places, and so they came in kind of at a different place. But the three of them work very well together, because again, it goes back to what I saw with my mom and dad and how they worked well together, and what my kids saw in their parents working well together. And you know, and they're working well together. And we have little, what I call it, huddle up and just kind of talk. We have these talks all the time about how the three of them have to get along. And I always talk about being best friends, you know, hey, you know, you gotta be best friends. And yet you have to be successful here. And the only way you do that is you guys have to get along and work together, be respectful of each other, and push through all these difficult moments that you have in business. And there are difficult moments in business.
Yep.
I'm sorry?
No, I said, and those difficult moments are going to come up. You know, certainly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, absolutely. I always laugh and say, you know, I need a fireman's hat because I'm always putting out fires. I mean, you know, there's always, like I said, there's always those difficult moments. I mean, this, you know, owning your own business is certainly not easy. You know, a lot of people want to do this, and it's a wonderful thing. It really is. But I have a lot of nights that I'm concerned about something and there's no one else to put those fires out. So you have to work through everything. And the beautiful thing about what we do here is we work through everything as a family. There are no secrets between the family. If something good happens, everybody knows about it. If there's a problem somewhere, everybody knows about it, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to face it together. Mm-hmm. And again, that's what I saw in my parents, and that's how we do it today.
Hey, you know, anyone can steer a ship during calm waters, right?
You know, absolutely. That's not hard at all. That's not hard at all. Yeah, absolutely. But when it gets tough, you know, again, that's the beautiful thing about family. When it gets tough, you know, you don't get to just say, hey, it's 5:00, I'm going home. You know, that's not what we do. You know, that's not what we do. We just stay here and we get it done. And we've done that, from the beginning. I remember my dad just working so hard when he, and I get emotional about it all the time because I didn't understand. I just truly didn't understand. But now that I'm living it, I understand the pressures that he had and how difficult it must have been for him to start. Because I feel every day that maintaining this is it's hard. It's very hard to maintain what he started. But I think to get that start, I'm just amazed that he was able to pull it off with the resources. And the lack of resources that I know he had to pull this off and get this started. But the one thing that he did have, and I try to duplicate it, I work hard, I try to duplicate it, but the one thing that he had was just a tremendous heart. And when someone says no, you just keep going. I mean, nothing deterred him. And that's, you know, we do that all the time. You know, we hear no sometimes and we just keep pushing. We just keep pushing. You know, you have to have that inner spirit that says, hey, you just got to keep going. There have been times around here where we say, hey, we were facing a problem that was so much more severe than we thought, you know, because we had that positive attitude that just kind of carried the day through it. And I look at some of the things that we faced over the years and how we were able to push through. And it's really just kind of, you know, the spirit that we saw in mom and dad and trying to get this thing started. So that start, and I tell people this all the time, you know, that start is so critical. And it's really, I think the most difficult thing in a business is to get over that initial hump and get something that can be sustained. My mom and dad were able to do that, and it's been a, you know, real blessing for their kids and their grandkids.
So, just getting back to your kids for a second, uh-huh. You know, experience is the best teacher. I believe that, but you know, uh-huh. And you kind of touched on a couple of things as we were speaking. But you know, is there anything specific that you've really imparted on your sons as they continue to be, you know, to now eventually grab the baton and take this forward?
Other than telling them, don't screw this up. I tell them that all the time. I tell them, don't screw this up. Seriously though, I think some of the things that I have seen over the years that I tell them, and again, I'm going back to my mom and dad, something they taught us. You have to stay humble. You have to stay humble. I tell my guys that all the time. Stay humble, no matter if you win something big and it works out great, that's good. Stay humble. And I tell them to always take care of your business. If you take care of your business will take care of you. And that's the whole goal here. So take care of your business. And there are a lot of things involved in taking care of your business. One, you've got to take care of those that are working in that business. And so we work really hard to keep all of our people happy. And I tell them that to get involved in the folks that are working with us, get involved in their lives, always ask people, how are your kids, and just get involved. I teach them that, but primarily, just staying humble, working hard, always being appreciative every day, get up and say, thank you. For the opportunities that they have. So, and then, I tell them, and this is along the lines of staying humble. I always tell them, don't blow up. And what I mean by don't blow up, if you're making a little money, that's great. But, you only need a house so big. You can only drive one car at a time. Save your money. Keep your money in your business. And your business will take care of you. This is not a sprint. This is a long journey.
Yep, it is.
And if you get out there and you start running hard too early, you're going to run out of gas. You're going to get tired. And so I tell them, look, be responsible. Save your money. It's a long, long journey. Don't be wasteful. Don't be boastful. Stay humble. Just go to work, take care of business, and things will work out for you. And that's what I tell them, and I tell them that all the time. I mean, they hear my speeches. You can ask them. They hear my speeches all the time because it's just so important. Because over the years, I've seen so much. We all have seen businesses come and go. And I think one of the reasons that we've been here over 30 years is just that. We've tried to stay humble. We've tried to be good citizens, nice people, and just work hard. Good to all our people. We've got so many employees that have been with us for decades, 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's because we stay humble and we take care of folks. Our doors are always open. We treat everybody, really everybody, like their family. It has worked out. But I want my kids to always be nice, respectful, humble, never boastful, and just work hard and just be good citizens. Just be good citizens and take care of your business, and this thing will work out for you.
So I'm sure, and again, I'm not want to talk ill of either of them, either one of them, because I'm a fan of all three. But there are different struggles from when your dad started the business, and then obviously different struggles from when you took the baton and you started continuing the business. And now, it's important they saw the grind, right? And they're experiencing the grind.
Yes, sure. When I was growing up, I saw how hard my parents worked. My kids, when they were growing up, they saw how hard their mom and dad worked. We were always working, and there were times when we would have loved to have spent with our children, but we had to go to work. And you can ask my kids today; they'll say that, there were times that they didn't quite understand that. Because they had a lot of friends whose parents worked a 9-to-5, and they were always there on weekends, always there at night, and they saw something a little different from their mom and dad. But today, today they get it and they understand it, and they have this huge appreciation for it because they know how hard it is. So when we get in these moments here where We're preparing a response to a request for proposal, and we're working 24/7 putting it together. They're right here side by side with us because they have seen us do it and they understand it. They get it. So they're in that grind, as you're saying. They understand it. They know that, something that we pride ourselves in is an airport gives us an opening date. We want to hit it. We want to hit it. And we've had a lot of success in doing that. And they see the work that it takes to do that. And, it may mean that you're in another city for a couple of weeks leading up to that opening, and you're staying in a hotel and you're working 20 hours a day and whatever it takes. They have seen us do it. I saw my parents do it. So they do it. And they have no problem. I have no problem with that. And I know you see them down in the hotel bar every once in a while having a good time.
No comment.
No comment. They're all good guys. They work hard and they stay humble. They do. They really do.
No, I appreciate that. So, James, my last question for you is a two-part one. And you can take a moment to kind of soak this in because I think it's really key. So one, how do you see the industry landscape for small businesses in airports? And two, what does that mean for Latrells?
How I see the industry in airports, small business. Okay. I see a lot of opportunity, and then I see a lot of concerns. I was talking to the airport staff of an airport that we provide service to recently, and I was telling them, 20 years ago, you had more small business operators in your airport than you do today. And I said, that's of concern to me as an operator. And they kind of thought about it for a second. They said, I guess you're right. There are fewer here today. And, I look at it as an operator. There was a time when our only competition was other operators. That was it. That was our only competition. Now, with the popularity of joint ventures and joint venture partners, we have that to compete against also. So as an operator, I have operators to compete against, and then I also have small business joint venture partners and other with other operators that provide a level of competition too. So I think if there's a difference between today and maybe years past, that's something that has in one way is concerning. It is providing opportunity, but in some ways it can lessen opportunities for operators, small business operators like ourselves. So for my family, for my kids, their mother, the things that we sit around and talk about, and my brother, when we talk about, okay, how do we expand our business in that current environment? And as we look at different airports, different cities, the political environment involved, it's quite a maze that you have to navigate. And so as I look forward and look ahead and say, well, how do we grow in that environment? There's a lot to work through there. There really is. But we remain positive. We remain very positive, very spirited. We find that a lot of airports are very open to small business, family owned small business. What a wonderful thing. I mean, this is America, and I think our story is one that really is that dream that so many others have. So, I remain extremely hopeful. Even in a highly competitive environment, we remain very hopeful that if we maintain the basic tenets of what it means to be in business, and that's satisfying your customer, paying your bills, being good citizens, being nice people, working hard, taking care of your people, all those basic things, staying humble. My children, please stay humble as you grow this business. And, you know, it will work out. And I think my mom and dad, I saw them do it. My kids saw their mother, who worked extremely hard. And I have to say that their mother, you know, married into this and just has been so committed to it. So they've watched her, they've watched me, and so now they're doing it. And so, you know, we remain just really, really positive and feel that the future is, you know, it's just there's so many opportunities out there. So we stay prepared, we stay hopeful, and we feel very confident that we're going to be able to continue our success and growing our business. We love the industry. The airport community has been the people are just wonderful. Airport staffs are very receptive to the things that we like to do, and so we're very, very hopeful and remain very positive here at Latrells that the future is going to be very bright for my kids, the next generation as they move forward. So we're excited. We're very excited as well.
Excellent. Well, Mr. James, that's all I have. I appreciate you very much for taking the time to speak with me. I know you got a loaded schedule, I'm sure, but thank you for taking the time.
Hey, no problem. You know, always good to talk to you. And, you know, and something that I always do, I hope this helps somewhat, you know, because that's something that's always important. You know, we have to reach out and help those. Because I know when my dad started, someone reached out and helped him. And so as we go through this, I have to reach out and help someone. My kids have to reach out and help someone. And so hopefully this will inspire someone, or maybe someone will get some information that will be helpful to them. And that's also a goal of ours to help. So I appreciate the opportunity, man. I really do. Thank you.